You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A beautiful fall weekend. Started my Saturday out on 18th and Paseo. Community cleanup with the Northeast Vikings. Thank you to Dr. Powell, the vice principal of Northeast High School, and the many students that showed up to help us get our clean on.
Thank you, Northeast. Appreciate y'all. We had a good time. Now 18th and Paseo looks beautiful as ever.
All the way down to Truman.
That's right. Shout out to Lamar's Donuts, too. They had us rocking in there. The radio station.
I hadn't had a donut in like 2 weeks because I've been on my grind, cousin.
Oh, Lord, no.
And you brought the softest... most delicious donut, and I had to bite into it,
and you couldn't stop.
My soul cried out yes. Then my Sunday was ruined. We'll talk more about our Chiefs and what happened inside of Arrowhead over the weekend, but something joyous happened for you yesterday.
Oh, Shay, yes it did. Y'all know my dog had to come through, right? Y'all know he had to come through.
LeBron James.
Oh.
LeBron James.
Oh. LeBron James. Oh, my Los Angeles Lakers won the NBA Finals last night, y'all.
Final seconds here in this NBA season. The respect from those two. And that's it. It's over. This historic 2020 NBA championship belongs to the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers conquer the bubble, and banner number 17 will soon hang in the rafters.
Under the most impossible circumstances, LeBron James is 35, finna be 36 years old in December, and went on to win the Los Angeles Lakers' 17th championship in his 17th year, along with Anthony Davis, and we are the champs once again. It's been 10 years, Shay.
I see you lake it out. You got
That's
your
right.
hat on,
Come on
your
now.
Jersey on.
I look like a Q today. What's happening? I knew my daddy was one.
Mm-hmm.
It feels so good to be champions. You know, Shay, I know 2020 hasn't been the best year for everybody. It really hasn't. But as far as sports goes, besides my Royals, and they did okay this year, my Chiefs are champions and my Lakers are champions in the same year. I am a happy man.
There you go.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
621, look for highs in the mid-70s today. Sunny and breezy. Right now, you're cloudy and 59 in Lee Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
I tell you, they giving Mariah Carey some top billing right now, boy.
What happened?
Her fans are trying to decipher some messages that she posted online. They think that she's going to be coming out with a new Christmas project.
Make my wish come true.
Just what we need.
Make my wish come true.
She has the most played, I think the highest sold Christmas single of all time.
And it ain't close.
Put some respect on her name.
Ain't nobody disrespect her.
Fans have been worried about K. Michelle after she sent some disturbing tweets over the weekend. It started out with this tweet that said, I got a girl in my DMs blackmailing me for money, telling me my husband is stalking to her. My grandma just had a stroke. I got people trying to stop my career. I have people making fun of my surgery and health. I have a random dude I never slept with lying on me. I just can't do it anymore. And she went on to say, I'm tired of always just being messed with and lied on. No matter how hard I try, people still manage to find a way to find something wrong with me or a way to gain clout.
Yeah, over the weekend, Mano, you know, the rapper from Brooklyn, he was on a podcast and they were talking about him sleeping with K. Michelle. And he was saying that, I can't say it. It's very disrespectful, very distasteful, extremely distasteful.
Well, they say she later on went and deleted the tweets, but she had ended the final tweet with, I'm over it. So that's what made people think that maybe she was considering hurting herself.
hope she all right. She don't deserve all that.
Master P is going to be honored at the 2020 BET Hip Hop Awards, which is set to air October 27th on BET.
Well deserved, and I think that Master P deserves a little more praise and recognition than what we're giving him too.
The award show this year, of course, will be virtual due to COVID-19. Congratulations are in order for rapper Fabolous and his wife Emily B. They welcomed a girl into the world on Saturday.
Congratulations. You make me better. Don't kids make you better? Oh, my bad.
I guess so. Did you watch SNL this weekend?
No, I didn't. What happened?
The opener was a scene of course, the vice presidential debate.
Oh, boy. I know they had fun with that.
Oh, it was hilarious. And Jim Carrey made an appearance as the fly on Mike Pence's head.
Let me at him.
Mr. Vice President, do you not feel that at all?
I'll tell you what I feel, Susan. I feel for the businesses that are going to be crippled by Joe Biden's tax cuts.
Yes, yes, your economy is so in the toilet. I want to lay my eggs on it. What?
Oh, that's the fly.
Oh, no, there must have been a fly in the teleportation machine. That's why Joe turned into a fly.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain why he sounds like Jeff Goldblum.
God created dinosaurs. Dinosaurs became Republican. Republicans created Trump. Trump destroys God.
Now, you are the queen of non-silly jokes. You don't like toilet bowl humor.
That wasn't
like
toilet bowl.
Yeah, all right. That was very silly, okay?
That was
very
funny.
Very silly. That's my point. If it's silly, it's funny.
No, it's rooted in fact. That's what makes it funny. Okay. To me. We have a different sense of humor.
Yeah, we do.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Well, I'll tell you like this. I'm mad because I've been listening to you for about a year now. And I was sitting there. I live in the country. I was tending my home. And my wife heard me listening to you guys, and she never liked it. So what happened? She ended up leaving me. So I'm mad that she left me because I like to listen to Shay and Chai.
Bye, hater. Good riddance to bad trash. If she left you, she wasn't the one for you. Because this is where it's at, right here.
Amen.
I love it. I don't even care now. I'm going to sit and listen to Hot 103 all the time.
That's right.
I don't care. She's not going to stop me.
I know that's right. Who is this?
Oh, this is Charlie.
Yes, I'm singing. I want
to
mingle.
We're going to look for you a little, you know, a little date or something. So make sure you check back with us and see if we found somebody for you.
All right, there, Shay. I appreciate that. I'm on farmers.com, too.
All right, dog. Have a good one.
All right. God bless you, God.
You too.
All right. Now, tend to my home.
You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Math sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one the family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Timeout if you wanna act up, ay. I'm popping in a school so I brag much. I get paper and a bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Jams encourages you to get out and vote. November 3rd, it's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning. What's happening, Max Sauce? It's 6:51. Look for highs in the mid-70s, sunny, breezy, and cooler right now. Mostly cloudy and 57 at Arrowhead Stadium.
I set the scene at the Cribbo for Chiefs victory yesterday afternoon.
How did you do that?
Stop by Papa Murphy's.
Oh.
Got that $22 deal they got. Discount off regular menu price, faves, extra large New Yorks.
New
Yorks.
A
lot of deals.
Say New York again. New York.
Run down on Papa Murphy's. They got them fresh ingredients. Had my sugar-free Kool-Aid I like to drink. To my shock and dismay, the Raiders came to play a game.
Yeah, they had a good game yesterday, Shay. I will go ahead and admit that. And let's pick it up in the beginning of the second quarter. Chiefs already up 7-3. Tyreek Hill takes the end around into the end zone to extend the Chiefs' lead 14-3.
Hardman motion man. Flip the other way. Tyreek Hill. Hill busting through for the touchdown. He's at a different level.
The next Chiefs possession after the Raiders answer with a touchdown. Pat finds Sammy Watkins and cashes in with another score to put the good guys up 21-10 with about 9:04 left in the second quarter, Shay.
Mahomes out of the pocket. Mahomes tosses. Touchdown! A BB to Watkins.
Let's go ahead and pick it up late in the game, Chiefs. Trying to stay in it as Pat links up with Travis Kelce after a two-point conversion squeezes the Vegas lead to just 8 points with 3:57 left to play.
And goal now. From the seven. Wide open. Touchdown, Travis Kelce.
After the two-minute warning is fourth and one for the Raiders, and with the game on the line, Chiefs down 40-32. The defense was completely gassed at this point, Shay.
Zay Jones did not get it. The Raiders offense remains on the field. Carr will take it himself. And Carr should have enough.
And that fourth and one conversion ended the Chiefs' winning streak, and we fall to 4-1. The defense, the offensive line, and the penalties absolutely killed the Chiefs. They were not on their A game. However, Vegas was, and when that happens, normally that team wins. Pat wasn't himself in the second half, Shay, due to him running for his life because the offensive line was not blocking. And when you're the champs, it's much harder to defend the title than to actually get the title because everybody's going to be looking at you as their, you know, season Super Bowl. You feel me? You're going to get everybody's A-plus game. So there's no slacking off when you're defending the title because you got to come with your A-plus game too. And the Chiefs clearly was not on their A game yesterday.
This is true. We're going to be playing the Bills next.
Yeah, it's supposed to be this Thursday, but due to all of the COVID outbreaks inside these various locker rooms with the Titans, it affected the Chiefs game, and now we'll be playing Monday, a week from today, at 4 p.m. Very odd, Shay, but it is what it is with this COVID season. And before we move on, I need to shout out Alex Smith. What a miraculous comeback he had. They were saying his leg was supposed to be amputated about 2 years ago, and he was on the field playing yesterday. So shout out to Alex Smith. And also, we need to send some prayers up for Dak Prescott, Dallas Cowboys quarterback. Y'all know I do not like the Cowboys, but he suffered a gruesome injury yesterday to his ankle. Don't look it up if you're queasy.
Don't worry about that loss, because we still going to bring you a Chiefs song.
Here's a Morning Grind exclusive.
Yeah, let's go.
World premiere.
A world premiere.
Right here, you heard it first.
On Hot 103.
Jams. Hey, yeah, it was a fluke, baby. Man, Shay, I could not believe what I was watching yesterday. That wasn't the same Chiefs team we have seen all season. What is this?
Here we go, here we go, here we go again, man. Where's the defense?
Damn!
Okay, then I'm chilling, sitting, minding my business. Look at the TV and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stared. The Raiders is in this. My eyes are surprised at the game that I witnessed. Now the refs tripping, Pat is missing. Another drop ball, so the plot thickens. All of a sudden now, we can't score. Our corner's getting burnt. Javarius Ward got a sick cause I'm feeling sick. Stomach done flipped, their lead is thick. Players talking slip cause they gotta give up. I can't scroll through Facebook for a week, cause I ain't playing when you think everything is sweet. Don't know how you lose to these dudes, they do. Oh well, it's a fraud and you saw that it was a fluke. Fluke, game, fluke, fluke, game, fluke, game, fluke, fluke, game, fluke, game, fluke, game, fluke, fluke, game, fluke, fluke, game, fluke, fluke, game, fluke, game, fluke, game, fluke, fluke, game, fluke.
Hey, yeah, hey, 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 yeah. you was spitting. Look at Shay. Oh, she was spitting on that one. Hey.
Yeah. They got a fluke. That's what I had to tell my guy, DJ Coles. He hit me up trying to FaceTime me. Like, why you ain't answer the phone? I said, because I answer the phone to people I want to talk to. How about that?
And we ain't trying to talk to you, Coles.
Exactly. Okay.
But we do want to talk to Mayor Lucas. Good morning, Mayor.
Oh, that's a good song right there. I was feeling the same thing yesterday, looking and seeing what happened to our defensive pressure, what happened to us being able to stop the run game, and then our offense was off. But, you know, first loss I was reading this morning in 336 days for the Chiefs. So maybe, you know, we just kind of needed that moment, although it didn't look good against the Patriots last week, really, until, you know, Brian Hoyer did what Brian Hoyer does.
Mm-hmm.
And next week at Buffalo, you know, should be some interesting challenges here midseason for the Chiefs.
Absolutely, Mayor Lucas. 4 p.m. next Monday. I don't know if I'm going to be ready for that one, but the Chiefs sure better be ready for it.
You know, they need to be ready. There are some things that they need to improve. It looks like everybody, and this happened at this point last season too, people start to have an answer. You know, you do double cover Tyreek Hill. You try to shut down Travis Kelce inside. And then we got to establish, you know, alternatives. Make sure the running game is looking good each week. Edwards-Helaire has been a sight to behold. But I think even more runs, trying to make sure that there's a way we can get through it.
I've seen some folks on Twitter appealing to you to make next Monday some sort of half a day for Kansas Cityans.
You know, I'm trying to get a half day off school and all that, but y'all know that's tough. I mean, it seems like when you were a kid and you had that dentist appointment, your mama makes you go back or something. I mean, it's, you know, I don't know. People are like, yeah, we missed a lot of work this year, so we may have to keep working and just not pay attention that last hour.
Well, last week, the council passed Indigenous Peoples Day, taking the place of what would have been Columbus Day today. When we come back, we want to talk a little bit more about that with Kansas City's mayor.
Now, it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
723, highs in the mid-70s today. Sunny. Right now, you are mostly cloudy and 57 in Lee Summit. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Libra friends. Reality star and baby mama to Lil Scrappy, Erica Dixon, is 37 today.
I am disgusted.
Garfield Bright, member of Shy, is 51 today.
This is John's, one of John's favorite songs. Come on, Shay.
I've never heard of this song.
You have heard of this. Come on now.
Not.
Baby, I'm yours. This. Come on, fam.
How you gonna make me know this song?
I am disgusted.
I know. And if I ever fall. And don't they sing Comforter?
Absolutely.
Okay, I know those two songs.
All right.
Former track and field gold medalist Marion Jones is 45. And comedian Pretty V is 28.
Happy birthday, everybody born on October 12th.
So yesterday was Cardi B's 28th birthday, and she spent the weekend in Las Vegas turning up with none other than her estranged husband, Offset. They had a marching band for her playing WAP. Her man went all out.
Hey, my dude know how to make up, don't he?
He had the band playing. He gave her a $330,000 Rolls Royce Cullinan. And the people at the party was chanting, take him back! Take him back!
Take Offset back!
So take Offset back!
Man, I can't. Listen, they been back together, okay?
You think so?
Hell yeah. We said it on this very show. I told y'all a couple months ago or a month ago that they was going to get back together. We told y'all that.
He also put up a billboard that read, Happy Birthday, Mommy, Love Culture.
Oh, that's dirty. That's dirty. You going to put the kids in it? You going to use the kids,
fam?
That's
smart.
Yeah, okay. Until the next time when that phone start ring-a-ling-a-ling and it's Cat Stacks. And then he go sneak off.
Cat Stacks? Excuse me?
I'm just saying.
No, you did it. No, you did it. Whoa. So, needless to say, they back together. She was lap dancing him. Mm-hmm. They, he was kissing and carrying on.
Period.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations,
and
y'all.
In other news, the rumor mill is saying that she has a song coming out called Lavish, and guess who's also on the track?
Offset.
No.
Oh, no? With Nicki Minaj?
Yep.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good news. I like that. They, you know, we need unity, man. We can't have all this division. It's enough division as is. I like that.
Let me add this in. This is what he put on his social media for all those dudes that was talking junk about her WAP couldn't keep him and everybody that was trying to act like she did something to him. This is out of the mouth of Offset.
How does he talk? Like an Atlanta dude, like fast, you know.
Happy birthday, that I'm Cardi B. No, that's T.I.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
You are amazing woman.
Man, that's T.I. too.
You the best. Me and Culture are proud of you. Overcame Air Oscar in front of you that was all sleep at once. Then you woke up the world.
There you go.
Thank you for being 1,000% every minute I known you. Live it up. Enjoy. Keep bleeping, bawling. I'm lucky. I want to do what I want to do. I've never heard him talk, so I've got to work on that.
Yeah, you kind of got it right on that last one. The first couple was got a little bit too much T.I. in it, but you know.
I like your style. Yeah. T.I. comes very naturally to me.
Give me one
first
more.
Of all, let me explain to you what's going on. Y'all need to stay out of the married folk business first and foremost.
Now that's my kind of stuff.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hashtag Mayor Lucas Monday talking with our duly voted mayor, Quentin Lucas. Now today, in former years, it was Columbus Day. Now in the city of Kansas City, due to a passage of a new ordinance, it is Indigenous Peoples Day. Let's talk about that.
You know, I think Indigenous Peoples Day is a recognition of the fact that we actually need to celebrate people that were foundational to this country. The fact that the United States of America would not look the way it does today, would not have the development it does today, wouldn't have the original settlements that it has today if not for Native American people. And frankly, instead of celebrating someone in Christopher Columbus that took, this is about celebrating people that built so much. And so that's why I'm proud in Kansas City to have that recognition. We are standing in Missouri or Kansas to Native American names after tribes. And I think it's important for us to say, you know, let's take a different look at what this day can be about.
Former Chiefs legend Joe Delaney was recently honored with Joe Delaney Day. Talk about Joe Delaney and his impact within his community, Mayor Lucas.
Well, you know, Brian, for any of us who, I mean, I would say that we're still younger Chiefs fans, although we are rapidly approaching an older age. Even though I was born after Joe Delaney had died, you grew up hearing about his legacy. You grew up hearing about him trying to save kids, being this amazing runner. And so I thought it was important for us, particularly at a time like 2020, particularly in a time when we don't actually celebrate enough black people who have given it all and sacrificed for us. I thought it was important to bring back the story, everybody remembers it, but to share the story of a black man who thought it important to save children, of the need for more of us in our community to take swimming lessons, to be able to be out and about on a summer day. And so that's why we did it. That's why we're celebrating. And I hope we get more kids swimming lessons. Hopefully more people can live and survive. And more than anything, people know that there was this great man who we were lucky enough to have in a Chiefs uniform for a number of years.
Speaking of giving to the community, you were continuing your walking tour over the weekend into some of the Kansas City neighborhoods. What did you find?
You know, I'm loving this walking tour. I mean, first of all, I don't run like I used to, even though I'm trying to get back to that. But, you know, it's a way to see what people are doing. And I found a lot of people who are nice. Some say hello, others are just trying to do their own thing, spend time out with the kids. You see the diverse use of our parks in Kansas City. You also see infrastructure in need, sidewalks that are busted and broken. I mean, I think the way that you're a real mayor for the people is that you get out and about all the time. And even though we don't have events, I don't think there's a reason that I shouldn't be in your neighborhoods. So I will be walking through everybody's neighborhood soon, north, south, east, west, anywhere in the city, because I think that's what people need from their mayor.
When we come back, Mayor Lucas, we want to ask you about the city and how we're going to prepare for what scientists say is a second wave of coronavirus imminent.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Still on the line with Mayor Quentin Lucas for Mayor Lucas Monday. Many scientists have said that there's going to be a second wave of coronavirus. Some cities have reinstituted a mask mandate. What is Kansas City doing to make sure that we are prepared for such event?
You know, first things first, we continue to monitor primarily in areas of outbreaks. Something we have been talking about, worrying about, and working on since schools reopened is how do we make sure there isn't a massive outbreak at one? How do you make sure good procedures are followed? Our health department continues to work with all schools in Kansas City, willing to work with us, in terms of how we can actually limit the spread of something if there is an outbreak somewhere. We continue to work closely with nursing homes. What we're really trying to do is get to the places where we've seen deadly outbreaks begin in the past and in other cities, and to make sure we get ahead of them. You know, I will say wearing masks continues to be important. I think you see a lot of people following that. And I think we have in some ways kind of institutionalized the fact that we need to continue to be safe with one another. We need to continue to try to say key part of reopening is actually making sure that as you reopen, you're being smart about it, you're being responsible, and that nobody wants this virus. It's avoiding some of the bravado, bluster, and BS that I think we're getting from the White House right now in terms of how serious this is. It is a serious challenge, and most people here in Kansas City, I mean, you know, if they might be 74, overweight, and all of that, don't have access to the best doctors like our President of the United States does. So that's why we're going to continue to take it seriously and as long as this is around.
Mayor Lucas, we know you're a busy man, but before we let you go, I had to ask you this question. The vice presidential debate last week, Mike Pence had a visitor on his head. Now, if you were in the middle of a debate and something like that happens to you, how would you play that off? I'm interested.
You know, I got to say this for all my fellow bald-headed brothers and a few of the sisters. It's nice because you feel that fly on your head, and you knock that off real quick. I have had distracting things in debate. You kind of wonder. But, you know, the real thing is you got to have somebody else in the audience you're looking to. So, you know, the vice president needs to have the second lady willing to, like, spot him and give her an eye. And so she could be like, nah, I'll look out for that. That's what I usually do. I always have somebody in the debate room because you never know what may fly on top of your head.
Well, I've witnessed you avoid distractions when you debated the general right here on this show.
Oh, Lord. Boy, that was, you know what, Jay still deserves an award.
Bruh.
I'll be real quick, but she's like, so what do you do, General? He's like, don't worry about what I do, baby. What do you do? I'm like, oh, Lord.
And he was looking at your mama on Twitter, too.
Yeah, he sure was. Your mama fine, son. She's
man.
I'm like, oh, Lord.
Mayor Lucas, thank you for always staying fly with the Morning Grind. We appreciate you.
I'll see y'all later.
All right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Republicans have begun their nomination of Supreme Court Justice to take the place of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She's in front of Congress today, and they will be going through hearings to see if she'll be our next justice.
Ethically, is that right? Morally?
Get out and vote. We delivered a new Chief song, week 5. Didn't quite go the way that we wanted to, Brian. We took an L.
Yeah, for a variety of reasons. The Chiefs were not prepared to play yesterday at all. The Raiders came here with their A-game. A-plus game, as a matter of fact. Offensive line was struggling really bad, and that's really the key to beat the Chiefs. If your defensive line can pressure Patrick Mahomes without blitzing, which means without bringing linebackers or defensive backs into the fold, and they could just stay back and cover the receivers, which is what the Raiders did yesterday. They did a good job of that. That's how you beat the Chiefs. And running the ball, they ran the ball down our throat yesterday in that second half. The defense really did not come to play at all.
You know, my grandmother used to say, even a broke clock is right 2 times a day.
I know that's right.
So after beating them mercilessly for the last 7 contests, you got one in.
It's all right.
But you know what I call that when you get one in on an off chance?
What's that?
It's called a fluke.
Hey, yeah, it was a fluke, baby. Man, Shay, I could not believe what I was watching yesterday. That wasn't the same Chiefs team we've seen all season. What is this?
Here we go, here we go, here we go again, man. Where's the defense?
Damn.
Okay, then I'm chilling, sitting, minding my business. Look at the TV and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stared. The Raiders is in this. My eyes are surprised at the game that I witnessed. Now the refs tripping, Pat is missing. Another drop ball, so the plot thickens. All of a sudden now, we can't score. Our corner's getting burnt. Javarius Ward got a sick cause I'm feeling sick. Stomach done flipped. Their lead is thick. Players talk a slip cause they gotta give. I can't scroll through Facebook for a week cause I ain't playing when you think everything is sweet. Don't know how you lose to these dudes. They do. Oh well, it's a fraud and you saw that it was a fluke. Fluke, 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 fluke.
Got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822, highs in the mid-80s today. Sunny skies. Look for, matter of fact, highs in the mid-70s. I'm sorry. Right now, you are sunny in 58 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
Congratulations are in order for Real Housewife of Atlanta star Cynthia Bailey and her man, Mike Hill.
And her man.
They got married this weekend at a ceremony at Georgia's Governor's Town Club.
Congratulations, y'all. Keep it together.
You know who Mike Hill is? They say he's a sportscaster.
He used to be on ESPN. I think he's on Fox Sports now. He's a good dude.
Oh, he's pretty good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, of course, the... what do you call it? Bachelorette party came into the news last week as they said that two of her Real Housewives of Atlanta castmates, Portia Williams and Tanya Sam, got with one of the strippers that was at the party.
Buck naked.
Well, the stripper, his name is Bolo. I've actually seen him do his thing. I have.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
More than once. He's very well known. In the male stripper community.
Slow down.
He's got body yaddy, I'm just gonna say. He's got muscles on top of muscles, but whatever. Anyway, he said on Instagram, to whom this may concern,
we got
I'm
it.
Not. Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Not just a stripper. I'm the stripper. I build the entire brand off of professionalism, and it don't just stop here, y'all. I got fans, followers, and supporters that's been around for years that can attest to that. The rumors and allegations that's going around right now, straight bull. Although I'm flattered to be in the same conversation as those beautiful women, nothing happened. I don't need any unnecessary mileage on my again, nothing happened. Y'all be cool.
Bolo been around, if I gotta enumerate this, 20 plus years. I'm not lying.
20 years in a stripper game? Good Lord.
Caking.
He's like
he got money.
He's like the Tom Brady of strippers.
Him and Luscious are the gold standard. I used to work at
you
work
a
with
lot
Luscious.
About this.
No. I work with Luscious at V103 in Atlanta.
Damn!
He stopped stripping. He was on the radio with us.
In the news.
Did I'm
he
not
ever,
lying.
Like, break out into a dance or something.
No, like, Luscious really can't even dance. Luscious is just fine and cute in the face, so he just walk up to the girls, look them in their eye, and they separate from their money.
It's fucking neck.
He don't even got to do all that.
You can see they public ass.
Right now, he kind of like hosts shows. I think he got an OnlyFans, and he hosts.
Oh God.
I'm being serious. He's a nice guy though, because I know him.
You
we're friends.
To it?
We're friends on Twitter. I see what he put up.
You done pay for it?
Come on now.
You done gave up a 20 spot.
I already told you, because I've been around this so much.
That you don't like.
Once
it.
You see how they make sausage, you don't want to eat sausage no more. I've seen how they do what they do before they get out there on that stage. So I'm completely good on that. Thanks.
I'm exiting this conversation right
you
now.
You should.
Why You Mad Though, coming up in about 12 minutes, y'all. Hold tight.
Buck Naked. We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jazz.
Who is this?
This is Nicole.
All right, Nikki, let's see what you got.
But I was caught up in physical attraction. But to my satisfaction, baby, you're more than just a phase.
And if I am, if I fall in love, baby, I will be sure that the lady just like you.
What?
And
what?
If I am,
oh boy.
And if I fall in love, so true, babe, I will be sure that the lady's just like you.
That's a chopped and screwed view. Yes.
She put a little Yolanda Adams on that. All right.
All right.
I slowed it down. Come on.
You got a $30 Kansas Lottery Robbery Riches Instant Ticket Prize Pack, and you qualify for a chance to get a $1K payday, all right?
Don't play no games, y'all. I needed this so bad.
All right. What station's live, local, and lit?
Hey, you know it, baby. Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Triple Z.
I want to break it down.
Listen for your chance to win $1,000.
Get a bag.
With a $1K payday from Hot 103 Jams.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.